Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Houseboats.com, your home for houseboat rentals on Shasta Lake. Coming up, we're going to talk about a book that just came out, Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin. Some awesome photographs in there. Jean Fruth, the photographer, we'll be talking with her. And also the former president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Jeff Idelson, who is involved in the book as well as a writer. Grassroots Baseball, promoting and celebrating the amateur game around the globe. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. And we are ready to talk Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin, book that has just come out, photographs by Jean Fruth and Jeff Idelson, the former president of the Hall of Fame, involved in the writing. And it's just a wonderful book. We have both of these folks on with us. Let's start with you, Jean, just going around really the world to take these photographs. It must be a very satisfying feeling to have it come to fruition in a wonderful book that you have out.
Oh, yeah, Joe. It's certainly been an incredible journey as I was traveling around shooting Major League Baseball and professional baseball around the world. I always took the time to shoot the amateur game, the grassroots game. And, you know, I've been doing that for quite a few years. And all of these images that I collected from everything from sandlots in Mexico to high school state championships in Texas and old guys playing stickball on the streets of New York City. There's, you know, all those images have really never been seen before. So having the opportunity to create this book and have the legends tell their story is just, it's very satisfying. When the first book got shipped to my home and I was able to hold it in my hand.
Yeah, it's really a great job on this. And, you know, you have the stories that are told, and they're just wonderful by all of these different former players, a lot of Hall of Famers, and, you know, even Hensley Mullins, who's the Giants bench coach, and we'll get into him since this is a Giants podcast. But Jeff Idelson, I want to ask you just about, you know, these former players, these Hall of Famers, and what it meant to them to be able to talk about where they're from, like a Ricky Henderson talking about Oakland, or a Fernando Valenzuela talking about Mexico, or Hank Aaron, Mobile, Alabama. I just really enjoyed all the stories that they told, and I'm sure that they have a lot of passion about that.
They really do, Joe. And, you know, Jean had this great, you know, concept for the book. She had the idea to tie the Hall of Famers or other legends back to the, give a sense of place through words and what it was like to grow up there. And when we were putting together our list, you know, for me to introduce the Hall of Famers to Jean and to the project, I suggested to her that we need to make each of the chapters three deep, you know, because you're not going to get yeses from everybody. And of the 16 legends that are in the book, every single one of them was our first pick. So nobody said no, because they love the concept. They love the concept of tying back to their own community and to the grassroots community. And for them to be able to share their words about what it was like to grow up, and then to have images of players today somewhat having that opportunity to perhaps be the next them, was very satisfying to those Hall of Famers and the other legends in the book, like Hensley.
Jeff, you spent a lot of time at the Hall of Fame. I mean, 25 years, 11 as the president over there. How great was it to, you know, transition to working on a project like this, which is not just about the book? I know you guys have Route 66 and that tour. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it is great, Joe. It was a great transition for me. And after 8 years at the major league level and then 25 with the games great at the Hall of Fame, I had the great opportunity to join Jean with this program that she conceptualized and help her put together Grassroots Baseball. And first it was the book, and from that she started talking about turning it into a tour, and we decided to get together and do it, and we decided to launch along Route 66 because of its great tie to Americana, as baseball ties to Americana. And we began in May in Chicago at the beginning of Route 66 on Lakeshore Drive, and just this past week finished up in Santa Monica at the very end, where it ends at the pier, because heck, the Pacific Ocean's in the way, it can't go anymore. And now we are getting ready to circle back and photograph some of the great Americana of Route 66 in reverse going back to Chicago.
Yeah, you know, I used to work right there on Route 66 in Rancho Cucamonga, part of the song, you know. I was the voice of the Quakes for a couple of years. Gene, you know, when I was reading the foreword from Cal Ripken Jr., I was struck by the fact that, you know, a lot of these major leaguers, that's what they go back to. I mean, they go back to, you know, the smell of a good glove, as Cal said in the foreword, and the sight of the ball disappearing over the fence. Just the simple parts of baseball. So how did you, when you went about your photography, how did you go about trying to capture, you know, just the simple beginnings of being a baseball player?
You know, the book and all the chapters, seven outside the U.S. and eight in the U.S., they're all hotbeds of baseball. And baseball looks different in different places. And my job was to tell the story of what it's like in the young years of playing baseball, the amateur years, in each location. And the job is a sense of place, as Jeff said. And baseball certainly does look different in different places. So it's, what does baseball look like in Mobile, Alabama? Well, you know, there's beautiful old churches there. There's, you know, a train station that where Satchel Paige worked while he was playing baseball. And, there, you know, in each place, whether it's Mexico or the Dominican Republic, you know, what do the fans look like? What is the culture of baseball? You know, not just the action on the field. Of course, that's exhilarating. But what else? Baseball is so rich in culture, and so much of what happens in baseball really is off the field. Father and son sitting on the bench, taking a breather in Mexico, and, you know, what that looks like. So that was my job. And that's what I love about baseball is, you know, everything that's around it, this deep history and culture. And, you know, when I had an opportunity to work with the Baseball Hall of Fame as a traveling photographer, it really came to life for me how rich this history is and how it connects generations. And then the stories make it just that much better. You know, we talk about, we're on a Giants podcast. So Juan Marichal, you know, one of San Francisco Giants greats, tells this incredible story of what it was like for him growing up in the Dominican Republic and playing baseball, and, you know, and a serious story. I mean, he was playing for a local, what is it, Jeff? Or was it the sugar factory that he was playing for?
He was playing for the Trujillo team, I believe, or the Trujillo team, and ended up going to jail.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And so during a dictatorship in the Dominican Republic, the dictator's son loved baseball and said, okay, you're not going to play on the factory team anymore. You're going to come play for us. So then he's playing for that team, and it ends up his team lost against the team he used to play for, the factory team. And the dictator's son got so upset that they lost that they threw the team in jail.
Oh, man. That's serious.
And yeah, I mean, so he says the San Francisco Giants set me free, and he meant it in every way.
Wow.
If you think about that time and what he went through, what Tony Perez went through in Cuba, and, I mean, there's some, you know, very, like, you know, heartfelt stories in this book. And then on the lighter side, and also as fun, is a guy like Randy Johnson, also played for the Giants and, of course, from the Bay Area growing up, talks about how he was going to Little League and he was embarrassed that he couldn't find a pair of baseball pants that would be long enough for his legs. So his mom sewed two pairs of pants together so they would so he wouldn't be embarrassed and it wouldn't look like knickers.
Yeah, the stories are great. I mean, Hank Aaron talking about how he hardly had anything. I mean, he had a couple of pairs of pants when he left Mobile, Alabama to begin his career. The photographs, Gene, you end up, at least for me, you end up just staring at them and just in amazement at you know, how you were able to capture an image like, you know, kids in the Dominican Republic and smiles on their faces. You know, I mean, they're not coming from rich families. They are just showing off the joy of baseball that, you know, it almost doesn't matter anything else that's going on around them. They're just enjoying being on the field, and it's not a great field. I mean, you captured that as well. A lot of these fields are kind of torn up, but they're out there and they're playing ball.
Yeah, and it's my favorite part of the game. When kids are playing the game, it's for just pure joy. It's pure love, and they can really be in the moment. And as you say, some of them have, I mean, there's serious issues that those kids are facing, and you know, poverty in some areas, and all the hurdles that they have in life. And there they are with this joy on their faces and just being in the moment. And then just what they endure. And then a guy like Hank Aaron, or, you know, someone like Vladimir Guerrero, and where they started and what they were able to accomplish is just incredible.
We'll continue our conversation talking about grassroots baseball with Gene Freuth and Jeff Idelson right after this. If you're thinking about a fun vacation, how about renting a houseboat on beautiful Shasta Lake? That's right, just go to houseboats.com, where they offer houseboat vacations on Shasta Lake. They also rent cabins as well as wakeboard, day cruising, fishing, pontoon, and party boats. Food and beverage service, fueling, brand name clothing, souvenirs, and a grocery store are all available at their modern marinas. Jones Valley Resort and Silverthorne Resort are the premier boating destinations on Shasta Lake, and houseboats.com will set you up there. Houseboats.com has the best service, the best boats, and the best locations. Call 877-468-7326 or go to houseboats.com today. You know, I was reading about Hensley Mullins, Jeff, and I was talking about how he, you know, became the bench coach, and he's a great managerial candidate in Curaçao, being such a hotbed of baseball. You know, not a large population, but around these other countries, when you see how much they love baseball, you know, you kind of get a little jealous too for the United States to kind of capture that again. I mean, do you think the game is still alive and well here? Is there anything that we can learn in the U.S. from the way that they play the game and the passion they have for it around the world?
Well, yeah, Gene, I'd love you to chime in as well on this, since you travel so much more internationally for baseball. But baseball is still healthy. It's just becoming less populated because in the U.S., it's become an expensive sport because of travel ball. And, part of our mission for grassroots baseball is to give back in underprivileged communities, to give kids an opportunity, and to help grow the game. And we're seeing some incremental success with that through our first 10 tour stops, which we just completed. I think that because of travel ball, it limits it, and it makes it more difficult for the average player to have that opportunity to succeed in the U.S. And it is a concern. It is somewhat of a concern. I don't know outside the U.S., Gene, how you feel if the style of play or the way it's being played translates to the U.S., as Joe asked.
You know, Curaçao is a perfect example, Joe, and Hensley Mullins. I'm so glad you brought that up as to what we can do. If we could do what Hensley Mullins and the players from Curaçao are doing, we'd be in just terrific shape. They give back in such a tremendous way, Hensley being the first major leaguer from Curaçao. Curaçao is an island of 150,000, 160,000 people. And each year he goes back, and they started something called Curaçao Baseball Week. And not only him, but all these players from the 16 major league players from this small island. And they go back and they give back to their community each year, and they train the future ball players. They have this incredible clinic that goes on for multiple days with training. I mean, and there is a lot of players that are participating and working with these kids, and they get to see their mentors. They get to see their heroes and what they did. And it's such a great cycle of giving back. And Bam Bam does just an incredible job. And I got to be at Curaçao Baseball Week, and Didi Gregorius just hanging out with kids, and they have all the time in the world giving back to these kids. And it's lovely. So, I mean, the more we can give back and the more we can, complete the cycle, I think the better off we'd be. And grassroots, we're trying to do that with just the two of us. And, you know, there's a lot of great programs out there, and you see all these volunteers and little leagues giving their time and lots of time, you know, some with no kids in the program. And that's what it's about. It's about giving back and giving the next generation an opportunity to play.
Speaking of giving back, I'm almost finished reading the Roberto Clemente book, which I, by the way, recommend to anybody. I mean, it's really great to read about his life and what he was trying to do there at the end of his life, giving back, and died, you know, trying to bring supplies to Nicaragua. And I saw the photo that you had, Gene, in the book with a kid wearing a Clemente jersey, and that was cute. And Yvonne Pudge Rodriguez writes a little story about growing up in Puerto Rico and how Clemente was more than an idol, that he was a god, basically, in Puerto Rico. What did you feel when you went there? You know, I was there for the World Baseball Classic, and you could still feel the aura of Clemente around there. And they love baseball so much. I mean, they're just so passionate about it. What did you feel when you went there?
Roberto Clemente is everywhere in Puerto Rico, but of course, you know, he's the hero to so many here in the United States. I mean, Roberto Clemente is just so much bigger than Puerto Rico. I mean, he touched so many lives, and anytime, I do anything around Roberto Clemente, I always get people writing to me, telling me, you know, their moment when they got to see him play, why he's their hero, what he was like. What it was like watching him on the field. And I went back to Puerto Rico multiple times, and I had the opportunity to do a photo essay on Roberto Clemente and connected with Vera Clemente, his widow, and went to her house where she raised her kids with Roberto, and also met with the rest of the family and photographed the school that he grew up in, the school that he went to, the church where he got married, and then, of course, where the plane crashed off the mainland of Puerto Rico. This just putting this story together and hearing all of Vera's stories and Roberto's son's stories of their father, of her husband, you can see what an impact, you know, he made, you know, on everybody, you know, in Puerto Rico. And she does an incredible job of keeping his, you know, him alive, his legacy alive, and, you know, who he was. And the Roberto Clemente Award is given each year. I think is Pablo a candidate for that, maybe?
He might have been. Yeah, he might have been.
I think
one
so.
Of the
yeah, you yeah. know, and it's just, yeah, so. I feel very fortunate to have made that connection and got to see the first, got to photograph the first field that he ever played on in Puerto Rico. And so the impact, and then Pudge making that statement, you know, and so many others saying that was my hero and he's a god. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. And by the way, I just looked it up. Yeah. Pablo Sandoval has been nominated for the Clemente Award this year. By the way, Jeff, when I was reading about Juan Marichal, and he was talking about, you know, telling his mother, you know, not to worry about anything because he is going to be a big league ball player. And, you know, when you're a young kid and you have that kind of confidence, it's pretty interesting. I would imagine that a lot of the Hall of Famers that you ran across thought that way. But you also have to know that there are so many other people that play the game that aren't going to be Hall of Famers or Major League players or even professional baseball players. And that's what struck me as being what this book is all about. You know, just loving baseball, knowing that, you know, this is going to be a short time that you get an opportunity to play it, not knowing what your future will be in it, but just being able to, you know, take part in a beautiful game like that is really the most important thing.
It really is. And I think that's exactly what this book shows, and is the love of the game. And whether it's the young kid, and that's the beauty of the juxtaposition with these Hall of Famers and the other legends, is they too once were kids and they played for the love of the game. And if you do, as these kids do, as those Hall of Famers and legends did, you never know what could happen. You could end up in the minor leagues. You could end up in the major leagues. You could even end up in Cooperstown.
Let's talk about book signings. I understand you guys are going to be here in the Bay Area. Jeff and Gene, either just tell us about where people can go as far as book signings go.
Go ahead, Gene.
So I'm sorry, Jeff, did you?
Go ahead.
We are doing a book signing Wednesday, the 25th, this Wednesday coming up, at a bookstore in Berkeley called Mrs. Dalloway's. And then another book signing at the end of the week, Saturday, the 28th, at Book Passage at 7 p.m. in Corte Madera.
Oh, that's going to be great. And so I understand you're going to have another book coming out as well, Gene?
Just about the book signing, we Jeff and I are also going to do a presentation at both of those bookstores, at Mrs. Dalloway's and at Book Passage. And we're going to just do a little presentation on some of the chapters in the book. And Jeff will talk about his time at the Baseball Hall of Fame as their president. And, of course, I'll just talk about the images. And even if you want to come by just to see the presentation, I think it'll be a fun evening.
That's cool. And, you know, you had George Brett involved at the final Route 66 youth baseball event. How was that, Jeff?
Oh, it was great. George just comes with such a passion, and he loves being with kids, and it showed right away. He grew up in El Segundo, which is just a little bit south of Santa Monica where Route 66 ends. And you could see, I mean, and Gene will tell you, here he was on this field in Inglewood with 50 kids from the Dodger RBI program. And just having a blast, remembering that he grew up there and telling the kids, you know, it happened to him. It could happen to you. And he also reminded him that he made 7,000 outs, and baseball's about accepting failure. So, you know, hearing that from a Hall of Famer, and having him rub your hair and give you your first Rawlings glove and a baseball and teach you how to play catch is pretty special and something you'll never forget.
By the way, Gene can be seen a lot over there at Oracle Park. And I can't think of a more picturesque setting, Gene, to be taking photographs. You've probably taken, you know, a majority of your photographs in San Francisco at Oracle Park, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I travel and shooting at every major league ballpark, and then I come home to Oracle Park, and it just makes me smile because, you know, we have one of the most beautiful ballparks in the world right in my backyard, in our backyard. And, yeah, it's so picturesque, and I've had an opportunity to shoot there for many years, and nothing makes me happier than being there and being able to document at such a beautiful ballpark. It's I'm always excited to be at the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, and Jeff, with Bruce Bochy retiring, everybody's wondering, you know, will he be a Hall of Famer? I think so, and what a great career. I mean, it's bittersweet here in the final homestand coming up that Bruce Bochy will no longer be managing. It's just hard to believe because he, you know, just put up his 2,000th win last night, and he's just had such a great career, and what a great guy.
He really has, Joe, and I was going to say the fans in San Francisco are very, very fortunate to have had him at the helm. He's an incredible leader, great leadership skills. Of course, the three World Series titles is pretty special, and an even better person. And I would have to think that Cooperstown will be calling for him when his tenure's up and he's up for election.
All right, Jeff and Gene, good luck with the book. It's fantastic. I really appreciate it coming on the podcast here, and we will see you guys soon. And enjoy the Bay Area and the book signings that you're going to have. I'm sure a lot of people will definitely love the book.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. Come by Corte Madera if you get a chance. I'd love to see you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Joe.
That's former Baseball Hall of Fame president Jeff Idelson and photographer Gene Fruth. Coming up on Tuesday, our final podcast of 2019 of Inside China Basin as the Giants take on the Colorado Rockies. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.